Hey, aloha everyone. We are live for our first Aloha Friday Luau Q&A session. I'm using my bigger microphone today, this Yeti microphone, so that the podcast comes out a little bit better this time. And let's see what else. I'm going a little bit more Dragon Queen silver instead of yellow in my hair today. And if you guys are looking to do more Facebook Lives or any content for that matter, here's just something that's always helped me is to always start with the questions that you're asked most often, or ask whoever's following you or whoever's reaching out to you, your current clients. Asking them for questions gives you a ton to work off of when you're just getting used to all these new lights and equipment and everything. And you're also, reacting to the question instead of having to think of something on your own. So just a little tip, if you're, nervous about going live or anything, have some questions ready to go. So I emailed my list last night and got some questions in for this Facebook Live. Be sure, and if you do have a question on the live stream, to go ahead and type it in. Even type it in the comments if the Facebook Live is over and you're watching this on a replay, because I'm planning on doing this quite often, so I can always answer it in another video. And I'm finding that I'm really, really liking using WhatsApp in my business to answer people's questions over voicemail and text messages and things, rather and showing them pictures and videos of things through WhatsApp. And through this medium, instead of always having to type all the content out, always having to email all the content out. So, without further ado, let's get into our first question, which is might be the only question I'm going to get to today because it is quite a meaty question. I'm trying to set the background of this story a little bit. This is a person who is in our Google Bait program. So she's doing our SEO Perfect Pages. She's actually in the biggest program, the master's program. So she's going to end up with 110 Google Perfect SEO pages. And we also just created a thing called Magic Links. My co-founder just thought of this process where, can you imagine the power of having 20, 50, 100 perfect SEO pages all backlinking together? I know this is probably getting a little too technical, but it's super powerful because she's gone from page 8 to page 2 in less than, a week or two without any magic links, and now it's only going to get better. So this lovely client is also in my Alignment with Aloha program, and that program is all about mindset and getting into alignment each day before you put your content out, getting into alignment each day so that it pushes you through the fear and gives you the confidence to sell, to message, to reach out to people, to reach out to media, to have the energy so media reaches out to you. And so, as you can see, I have this very long, I took notes from her WhatsApp messages this morning because it was such a meaty question, and because I think this would be applicable to so many people. So, like I said, she's in the Alignment with Aloha program and she's in our highest level Google Bait program. And basically, she also, what she does for a living is she runs a daycare center in her house and she absolutely loves that. So, part of the challenge is that she doesn't want to completely quit the daycare. She just wants to pull back on not having as many kids in that service, because she just loves and adores that business that she has. And she also is in a network marketing company, a health and wellness company that does healthy shakes and essential oils and things like that. So she's got that business. She's got her daycare business, and she's writing all these Google Bait pages with bill coding them for her on the back end and linking them. And so she's a very strong and smart woman, and she's doing the math and she's like, oh my God, how am I going to have all these powerful Google bait pages bringing in all these customers to me that are going to buy essential oils and going to buy the health products and keep up with the daycare and give tremendous customer service to all those new people in the network marketing multi-level company. And she's worried that the fear of juggling all this and the fear of not getting the proper amount of customer service that she wants to give is going to just completely block all of the clients and customers coming in for her health and wellness company and her through her Google bait pages, her Google bait landing pages, because it's a classic case of fear of success. And so I would suggest that she just journals on this. And a big question you can ask yourself is this fear true? Ask it if it's even true, because a lot of times we have fear of success or some sort of fear, and it's not even really true. Like, so if you made $1 million, would your family hate you? Like, that's probably not true. So first ask yourself if it's true. But in her case, yeah. It's true. She's going to be maybe perhaps really busy. She's going to, need to step up the customer service if she's going to have all those extra clients in her health and wellness business. And she might need to back off a little bit of the daycare business and how to juggle all that. Yes, classic fear of success, classic money blocking energy right here. So we need to clean this up. And cleaning it up first, congratulations, Lisa. This is just a tremendous amount of introspection because you are aware of this problem now. And being aware is such a big thing. So being aware, my coach always says, it's like that little kid pulling on your pant leg, like, mom, mom, mom. And it gets louder and the kid gets louder and louder until you give it attention. So with this, you have the awareness. Now you can give it to the attention it needs and conquer it. So first you want to ask, is this true? In your case, yes, it is true. You're going to have a lot of Google bait bringing in a lot of new clients and customers to you, and you're going to have to juggle the daycare and the customer service. And actually, she also, I didn't mention this earlier, she has a very, very active family where her daughter is in dance class, like I think she said 3 nights a week for 4 hours, and there's a lot of shuttling going on. So this is a packed, busy, I hate that word busy, but she is, let's just call it duck a duck. She's a busy lady. So yeah, awareness is the first key to overcoming this. And then the next step is asking, is it true? In her case, it is. And then the next thing you want to ask is, well, since it's true, is this going to stop me from living my ideal dream life, my ideal day, my daily alignment practice, the everything I'm dreaming of and reaffirming every single day? Is this challenge going to stop me from all those amazing experiences and things that are in my alignment practice every morning or in my ideal day scenario, things like that? And I'm guessing she's gonna say no, it's not worth this fear, this challenge of productivity, time management, juggling is not going to be so overcoming that she is not gonna go after her dreams, because she's working so much on her Google bait pages so she can have it perfect and just have loads of customers coming in from Google. One thing that will help is that she is going to have to hustle a whole lot less when her pages get rolling, when her perfect pages, these are Google bait pages, are basically landing pages on steroids that kind of get shown in front of your ideal customer for you. So all that stuff about niche marketing and finding Facebook groups where your people are and pinning on Pinterest every day and all that stuff, all the content creation, all the social media, a lot of that is going to be taken off of her shoulders when her Google bait pages get some traction. So that's going to free up a lot of her time, and then she can only pick and choose which pieces of content and which social media platform she wants to stick with when her pages start getting a lot of traction. So that's going to free a lot of her time up. Let's see, I wrote all these notes here. So thousands of customers, she's feeling that her fear of handling all those customers is blocking her actually materializing that very thing. So it's like a catch 22. And another thing she can do is automate and make a group situation as much as possible. So instead of right now, she's calling every single customer and checking in on them every couple of days and making sure they're doing their healthy cleanse right and making sure they have recipes and all this high touch stuff. Well, there's several ways you can do that, Lisa. You could, like you were mentioning, you could do a webinar, some kind of sales funnel that they go in where, yeah, it's not personal, but at least it's you on a video and they can ask questions. Maybe there's a way for them to ask questions. I'm not good. I don't. My clients are a little bit different, so I don't have like thousands of one-to-one customers. So I'm using WhatsApp. Maybe you could utilize WhatsApp a little bit. Maybe you could do an email sequence to onboard them when they come aboard. You can also have, I mean, hire a VA to just do these calls for you. I know you want them to be personal, but just you're not going to grow unless you can kind of scale and leverage that. So getting some help, teaching a VA how to do it, or I don't know how this multi-level company works, but the ones that I've been in the past, your upline can actually put people underneath you. So then once you have your first level or people trained and then you put your new leads under them, they can take the bulk of the training and high touch off. And then it only helps you because you have a deeper and wider team and a stronger, healthier team. So you're basically just really hand-holding the first level after you, and then that'll trickle down. And of course you want to be visible and all that with your team from the bottom to the top. But this is a little bit of that having to let go so you can scale. And if your company lets you do that to help other people get promoted by putting your leads under them, then by all means, I would definitely look into doing that. And I'm sorry if everyone else on the call doesn't know a whole lot about network marketing, but if you're just joining us, we're trying to overcome Lisa's blocking all the money coming in because she's worried about when the onslaught set of customers come in, she's not going to be able to handle it. And it's just a classic case of fear of success. The full-time job that you don't want to quit, Lisa. I know you said some families you're not as attached to. I would say if there's any way you can get some help and support in your home daycare center that you run, if you could at least get some support with those children that you love and don't want to stop working with, if you could get any kind of help with the errands and the grocery shopping and the house cleaning. When you get to that level where your Google Bait pages are just an avalanche of customers for you, you want to be delegating that kind of stuff around your house that is taking a lot of your time. And another thing I didn't mention in the bigger picture, you're really not given anything that you can't handle. And usually success is a little bit gradual. So once you get to that level, you're going to know what to do. And it's about trusting yourself and having faith that if that's what it's going to take to get you to your dream lifestyle, when you go, you can just leap, but it is, a little bit of a slow process. When you get to that, you're going to know what to do. You're going to know how to pivot. You're going to know what to do. So having that's part of coming into alignment as well is having the faith and trust that when that situation comes at you, you will have 15 different creative ideas to move forward and go ahead and make the best choice. It's a lot coming into alignment. It's a lot about not second guessing yourself, not overthinking, seeing what you want, and taking the next right action for that. We never know all the variables. So let's see, other ways you could go about automating, maybe you have a Facebook group where all your new, I saw this in another multi-level company I worked with on productivity. They had a Facebook Messenger private that was only for their downline, so only for their clients and customers to ask questions and be, you could send out a message on there and then it'll go to all 50 to 100 to 1,000 people at once instead of phoning each person separately. So we just have to take a little bit more of a leveraged customer service stance with when you grow your team to that big, that largely. You could have a Facebook group where you check in a couple times a day and people can post their questions. You can post recipes, things like that. You can have a public or private podcast for people to, when they're new, to go through a series on a podcast. Because podcasts don't always have to be never ending. You could do like a 12 episode, or you could do a YouTube channel. You can do all these things to leverage technology so you're not phoning all these people one by one by one. And you even said too that sometimes when you call people, they're a little bit standoffish. They don't want the help. They're like, I know how to use an essential oil. I know how to make a shake. So naturally, you're not going to have everyone, participating. But I've seen Facebook groups work really well for network marketing companies where from the top down, everyone in that downline is in a group and everyone helps each other out. I've seen it done on Messenger, private Messenger. I've seen it done through a series of webinars, almost like I worked with one company to build a membership site just for their downline. So they had all their trainings and resources, kind of like I have Club Alihi, where all my trainings and resources live in a membership site. So you can build a little membership site for them. They're just, the ideas are endless. So I hope that you're seeing all the evidence that since we're coming up with endless ideas just, today on the WhatsApp all day long, going back and forth with what you could do, there's so much evidence that I hope that you'll be okay when you get to that level, that I hope that that's helping. I'm just gonna read these notes here that I took from her voicemail this morning and see if I'm missing anything else. Yeah, when you, I wrote down, when you get to that level, you will be ready. It'll kick in. Just like today, I didn't really have anything prepared for the Facebook Live, but when it was like 15 minutes till 2 o'clock, I got my budding gear and got ready for the Facebook Live. So I like to do that too as a way of roping myself into things. So if I'm feeling like there's going to be any kind of resistance or procrastination, I'll just email my list, hey, I'm doing this at 2 o'clock. And then that kind of forces me, because I don't want to disappoint anyone, forces me to do maybe something that if I didn't have that, I would, maybe just put it off till Monday or whatever. Another thing, Lisa did mention how emotionally attached she is to these families that she cares for. And I understand that. And that's the whole point of having a freedom-based lifestyle and a freedom business, is that you can make the choice. I mean, most coaches might say, yeah, quit the daycare. What are you doing? You're like a multi-level millionaire. Why would you still have this daycare? Like, I wouldn't say that. I'm like, if that's part of your ideal day and that's how you want to run your life and that's what you want to do, I think it's terrible if you would just cut off those families if you're that emotionally attached to them. What Lisa was meaning by this question is she feels that her emotional attachment to these families and these children that are in her daycare is blocking the success of, like, energetically, emotionally blocking her success with her network marketing business and her Google Bait pages, which that energy could very well be there. But like I said, now that you're aware of it, we are, yeah, that's gonna, our first question is it true? Yeah, I'm emotionally attached to these families and I don't want to leave them, even if I was making thousand, 10,000, 100,000 a month with my other business. I'm emotionally attached to these families. And that is the freedom of being able to do whatever the heck you want. So how do we build this in? Well, like I said before, we build this in by having support in the other areas that you don't support: automation, delegation, having a core team that you can train to do the other things so that you can do what you really want to do, which is run your network marketing business with high-level customer service and not just cut off these families that you're emotionally attached to. So there's room for all of this. You just can't do everything yourself. And that's fine. I mean, you know all about leverage because you're using Google bait pages to leverage your way out of hustling. So you're comfortable with leverage. I know this. Let's see what else. And just always checking in. You could make a decision about having a Facebook group for your whole downline. You could make a decision about having more household errand childcare help helping you with the other business, with the daycare business. And if something's not working out, there's so many other ideas that you can do. So I hope this is helping you kind of calm that fear of losing, blocking your success and kind of moving forward. That again, first is awareness. Second is asking yourself, is it even true? Is this fear even true? And the third thing is this, if it is true, is it worth putting your dreams on hold, putting your income on hold, putting your freedom on hold? So I think I covered everything in her long voicemails here, which I totally appreciate, Lisa. Thank you so much for sending that in because you basically have fulfilled the content for the first Q&A. This is just something that's new and not a lot of people know about it yet. So I didn't get too many questions this first time, but that's probably going to change. Again, if you're watching the replay, go ahead and ask the questions in the comments because I'll just answer them next week or whenever the next time we do this type of Q&A. I see there's some viewers online, but I don't see any comments or questions, so I might just wrap it up here. And if Lisa's online, if you'd had any follow-up, you can type in any of the follow-up comments or questions that you have. And I can go ahead and answer that. If you're curious about the Alignment with Aloha program, I'm getting a lot of good feedback from it because it's a completely different way of living and working and setting up your daily practices and gaining confidence and not putting things off that you want to do as far as a big lifestyle and also as far as your work, think work projects, things that you maybe procrastinate on. I think I put it out there as more of a money mindset kind of practice, but what's been happening is people that are going through that are having so much more productivity out of it and not second guessing themselves and putting themselves out there and putting out the products and programs and services so that they earn at the level that they want to earn. There's, if nothing was stopping you from putting out the sales pitches that you needed or the messaging you needed to get the level of clients and as many clients as you want, if all that fear was gone and you were totally lit up by what your future is, a big, big, big part of the Alignment with Aloha program is a process called writing your future into a reality. So you do that every single day because the ideal day exercise, a lot of coaches do it. I did it a ton in my welcome packet with my high-end one-to-one clients. That is a brilliant, brilliant exercise. I still do it. It's still powerful. I have people do vacation days, work days, normal days, all those days, write them out in great, great detail. But what that practice is lacking is that it's done in a day, or some people do it once a quarter. And it really can't be done once a quarter or once a year. That kind of level of commitment to your future that you're creating, your ideal future that you're creating, the reality that you're trying to create needs to absolutely be on a daily basis because the mindset chatter and the negativity and the fear is a daily thing, if not moment by moment thing. So if you don't have a way to level up and counterbalance that fear, procrastination, fear, second guessing, overthinking, worried about what's gonna sell, what should you put out, what price, like all that chattery stuff comes in day by day, moment by moment. So to overcome that, we need to have the positive writing your future into reality to get yourself pushing through the fear and getting the things done that you need to do that you know you were meant to do. I always say, doesn't it just get under your skin when you've been meaning to put out a program and then you're scrolling through Facebook and someone else has already launched it? So that is the worst feeling, that the thing that you've been wanting to put out is already being done by somebody else. It doesn't mean that you can't do it too and do it in your own way, but it's just that jolt, that confidence that it kind of knocks you down. And then what we'll be releasing this week is a program called Launching with Aloha that really goes hand in hand with Alignment with Aloha. So Alignment with Aloha, you get the money mindset and your chatter, your negative chatter in control. And then from that space, how do you launch quickly, easily, without this 7-step video system that everyone seems to try to do, that you're not a real entrepreneur unless you're doing this 3-part video system launch. It's like ridiculous. So those two programs go hand in hand. Alignment with Aloha is available now, and Launching with Aloha will be, we just need one more recording for that, and then it'll be launched maybe even later today, whenever I get that recording done. Those two programs go hand in hand, and those two practices have made just, I've been doing it since January, March time this year, and it's just been amazing. My life looks nothing like it used to look. So thank you again, Lisa, for asking your questions. I don't see anything in the comments. Again, if you're watching the replay, go ahead and write your comments in there, and I will pick it up next week, or maybe even the next time I get a batch of questions, I'll just hop on, because this is so much easier than typing out content and everything. You always say, you know, you wish you started doing something sooner. Now I'm realizing how easy it is to just jump on here live and ask questions and interact with everyone. So anyways, Aloha Friday. Mahalo for watching, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.